Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Happy to be joined in studio right now by another Blue, Nathan Walker. We appreciate you hopping in with us. A successful season for Nathan Walker, of course, with the contract extension this year as well. You get through the 82 games. What was your biggest takeaway from the 2024 Blue season?
I think there was a few, but I think the main one was, I thought we did a really good job playing against the top teams in the league. And I think that just goes to show that, that we can play with the teams that are in the playoffs right now and the teams that have won the divisions and everything like that. Obviously, on the flip side, it's a bit disappointing with, how our record was against the teams that are in the playoffs. Obviously, that's something that we need to clean up heading into next season.
So many fans ask questions, and you hear it all the time, Nathan, about those games where you struggle against those other struggling teams. From a player's perspective, what happens in those games?
I mean, if I had an answer for you,
wouldn't happen, right?
I think we would have fixed it early on, but I don't know. I'm not sure. No one's really going to have an answer for that. It's just kind of sometimes the way it goes, unfortunately, whether it's a mental thing or something else that plays a part into it. But, it's definitely something that needs to get cleaned
up. Seems like one of those things too, Nathan, where because I recall in those San Jose Sharks games, the first period, the Blues would just blow out the Sharks in terms of shots on goal. It was just the goaltender would make the saves, and everybody goes through it, right, where you start clutching a little bit more and you're thinking, oh man, we got to get this one through, and then one goes in the other way and it's, oh no, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting your looks and it's not going in, you definitely start gripping the stick a bit more and thinking, what's going on here, what else can we do? And like you said, they can pop two quick ones and then you kind of get deflated like that. So
absolutely.
Like I said, it happens, and it needs to be something that's that can get cleaned up.
Nathan Walker, Blues forward, joining us now here on BK and Ferrario. Nathan, I am curious, something we've been talking about on the outside looking in over the past few seasons is the Blues developing an identity on that fourth line. It feels like you guys were able to do that this season with the fourth line that you were able to develop. What was that like for you guys to figure each other out? And then by the end of the season, I mean, you guys really hit the ground running.
Yeah. Obviously playing with Sonny and Torps was, was great. Very unfortunate what happened to Sonny at the end there. But Sonny's so smart with the puck, he's going to be in the right spot for you if you need help. And obviously Torpa pushes the pace. So it kind of brings you guys into the fight as well. And I think we just read well off each other, and we kind of knew, which way we needed to play in order to be a successful fourth line.
Speaking of bringing guys into the fight, we had Kelly Chase up on the broadcast on Sunday afternoon, and he was talking about how he loves the way that you play, and he talked about the conversation you and him were having about, fighting with one hand and getting into it. It's an element that may not be in the NHL so much, Nathan, but from your perspective as a role player, how impactful is that feistiness, that tenacity from individuals once they step on the ice?
Yeah, I think it definitely plays a big part, especially if the team's a little flat. Maybe the energy's not there that night. You can kind of bring that and, bring some guys into the fight with you and kind of show them, this is our game here. Let's not let it slip away.
What have you learned about yourself as a player over the last couple of years as you've gotten more extended runway in the NHL?
I think just knowing my role a lot more and knowing, what I need to do in order to be successful and play a consistent game, night in, night out.
Does that feel different to you? Because once you were called up here, you didn't miss a game. You played the rest of the stretch to where last season it was kind of in and out of the lineup. How different are those seasons for you to where when you're in and out versus being in there every single night?
Yeah, obviously you want to play every game. You want to play 60 minutes a game. I think it's the competitive nature of hockey players. You want to be on the ice all the time. But I think going back to last year and then comparing it with this year, I think just the little details that I managed to kind of get down and just be a little bit better at.
Is there anything in particular, I know season just ended yesterday for you guys, but that you're going to be focusing on this offseason to bring more of in your game and the next upcoming year?
Yeah, probably just a little bit of everything, honestly. You know, you there's certain things you want to work on, but, you know, there's obviously you want to get better at everything as well. So I think, you know, whether it's, you know, making sure the pucks are out, pucks are in, you know, making sure you're hitting the net a bit more and things like that, I think, you know, you just kind of try and work on your overall game.
You've been in the organization now for some time, Nathan. You've been in the minors. You've been at the NHL level. You're starting to see a lot of those younger players get bigger opportunities with the Blues. What have you noticed in the development of those guys?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you obviously saw Bolduc, you know, playing on the top line. He was doing a really good job.
How would you rate his top line performance?
Yeah.
Zach Bolduc, by the way, in studio. He'll be joining us coming up here in just a minute.
He's gonna get a big
staring
head.
Right at Nathan.
He's going to get a big head if I say it. So. But, no, it's great. I mean, I had the chance to play with Diener and Boldy in Springy, and to see them, you know, just in the span of one season, you know, kind of just take off. It's great to see. It's obviously good for the organization to have players playing the minors for a bit, and then they come to the NHL and they kind of do that seamless transition. So it was really good.
The guy still not let you live down taking out Alexandrov's teeth?
I haven't heard too much about it lately, but
you got a cake for
him.
Man.
A cake,
I feel like
you did bake him a cake.
I baked it. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Between the Tim Tams and the cake that's going around in that locker room, they got to think you're the best out of all of them. Yeah.
Where'd the cake come from? Bring us behind the scenes. Was that something that somebody brought here for you to have the social media moment, or did you actually go out to like Costco and bring Costco cake?
It was a great idea. I definitely didn't go and bake the cake. The media team came up and we kind of came up with that idea together. I thought it'd be, you know, a bit funny for the.
This is great.
And I heard Kerbs mention that it was a fake tooth anyway, so it doesn't really matter, right? You get it cleaned up and you're
exactly
back in.
Right. It was a bit dirty too. Now he's got a fresh white one.
So technically, you helped him out in that situation.
That's what I keep saying, everyone. Yeah.
Non-hockey related. Do you have any plans this off season for yourself? Or you got any travel set up for you? Or what's your off season look like?
We'll probably head home in the next few weeks here. My daughter's still in school, so we're just kind of hanging out for a bit.
Sure.
We'll head home and then just kind of chill out for a bit and then back into the swing of training and getting on the ice.
How old's the daughter?
She's four.
Four, okay. Yeah. I'm 2 and 3 right now, so I'm a ways away from that, but
yeah.
I've heard three's the toughest, so I'm just trying to make my way through that right now.
I think four.
Oh, God. Come on, Nathan.
I'm sorry. We got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, so it's pretty hectic.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking to you a lot more in the locker room than throughout next year because I'm going to be in that territory next season.
We're just trying to get sleeping through the night at this point. That's all we're focused on.
Oh, once you get that first night of full sleep.
It's glorious.
I'll let you know how it feels whenever we get
I'm just trying to get potty training down, so once we get there, I'll be a little bit happier.
Nathan Walker, Blues forward, congratulations on the contract extension. We appreciate the time today. All the best this offseason. We'll talk with you again soon.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you. Walker, Blues forward, joining us here on BK and Ferrario.